Gambling for the weekend. Good morning. It is Trina Mara and I'm delighted to have Frank Greely on the line. Good morning, Frank. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well indeed, yes.
Now, the Remembrance Run is happening tomorrow and we want people to find out all about this. I know you've had a lot of people that registered already, but it's not too late. Tell me all about the Remembrance Run, which is being supported by SPAR. What exactly is it?
Well, it's something I founded back in 2012 and I founded it in memory of a dear friend of mine, the well-known journalist Con Houlihan. He was the doyen of the back page of the Evening Press for years. He was had a big column on that. He had a massive following. And he was a dear friend, and he died during the 2012 Olympics. And when I came back from covering the Olympics, I decided that I would like to do something in his memory. And so I set up the Remembrance Run. Yeah. It was a 5K event, walk or run, in the Phoenix Park. And it got a small enough following the first year. But last year we had 5,500 people who walked and ran. And we had given a pretty unique atmosphere. We had three choirs there last year. So we'd have a wall of remembrance as well, and music and song and everything, you know. So yeah. A very special atmosphere about the event.
I would imagine so. And the great thing about something like this, you know, when you call it a remembrance run, it's not necessarily a run. It doesn't matter what your level of fitness is. You can walk it, can't you?
Oh, you can. And, you know, the reason I put on something like this is I believe we all have a primal need or wish to be remembered, even in some small way. And you can walk or run. And it's about to pause and remember on the second Sunday of November, and to also celebrate our own gift of days as well, and our good health. But to remember the spirit of family and friends past, I think is something that we all need to do, and November is the ideal time to do it as well.
I know even over the weekend there was people, you know, lighting candles in memory of those people who've passed. So this is kind of just a step further. It's getting out together but doing it apart because of COVID. So normally you're used to having, you know, 5,000 people together in the Phoenix Park. It's a little bit different this year, isn't it, Frank?
It is. And we used to have Ronnie Delaney, our Olympic champion, used to set them all off, and so it was a great atmosphere. We'd have the big screen there with memories of people up there as well. This year we have to do it. We're in strange times. We want to keep the continuity going because it'll be 10 years next year.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be able to be back in the park next year. But it's very important that we keep the spirit of it going. And there's, I think there's over 3,000 or more people have the registration is free. Mm. And all you have to do is go on to remembrancerun.ie. And you can get names put up on the virtual wall of remembrance as well. Athletics Ireland have been the organisers since I founded the event. And this year we've had great support from SPAR as well. So it's a combination of Athletics Ireland and with help from SPAR as well. And we want people, not alone, it used to be kind of a predominantly a lot of people from Dublin and the catchment area of the counties around Dublin. But this year, we want people countrywide to go out their front doors, whatever time suits them, with family or with close friends, and walk or run anything from 1K to 5K in their own neighbourhood.
Yeah.
And then come back and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and remember and chat about those people, the spirits of those gone ahead of us.
Yeah. Oh, it's lovely. And you can do it for charity if you want as well. A lot of people think that, oh God, it'd be tough now trying to get money from people. You can pick your own charity, can't you, if you want to get sponsored?
Oh yeah, that's what we recommend as well. Maybe just make a little pact with family and that we're going to send 20 or 30 or 50 euro or whatever to the family of your choice. And it's a better way of doing it as well. That has happened through the years as well. And the Gardaí came there and again they're doing it this year as well. Huge numbers from Gardaí, Fire Brigade, people like that have lost colleagues. You know, it's a great way to remember people from the workplace as well.
Mm-mm. Do you know, I was typing on the computer earlier on today. I was typing a word, the name of somebody, and I typed the name of an old colleague of mine who had passed away. I don't know how his name came into my head instead of the name I was supposed to be typing. It was weird, you know, that kind of way. And those moments
hit you,
don't they?
The weirder one is to, if you sit down for 20 minutes or a half an hour and start writing down names of people you knew, be they family or friends along the way, I think that's a very focused way that suddenly you look up and you say, my God, I know so many people that are no longer with us, you know.
But it's about celebrating them, really, isn't it? It's not about it being a sad day. It's about remembering them and how great they were when they were here.
It is. And I take a lot of, we have a song called I'm Still Close By, and there's a line in it that says, as long as I'm remembered, I will never die. That was something that Father Brian Darcy said at Jimmy McGee's famous broadcaster's funeral. He said, as long as Jimmy McGee or as long as you or I are remembered, we will never die, because our spirit goes on. It's about you continuing the spirit of the person by remembering them and remembering them fondly as well.
All right. Well, give me that website again, Frank, because there's still time if anyone wants to register today.
You can still get on board, and it is rememberancerun.ie, and it's free registration. And you'll find that tomorrow it'll be special. If you go out and whether you walk or you run, if you go back and you remember and you chat about people, and isn't that the way we'd all like to be remembered as well?
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. Thank you very much for chatting to us today, and hopefully everyone's going to get on board. And thanks so much to Spar as well for supporting you and Athletics.
We'll be able to extend an invitation for yourself to come to the Phoenix Park next year. And my Jeannie, I'll tell you one thing, if we're able to be in the park next year, the 10th anniversary will be something very, very special.
I know, be something else, wouldn't it? Listen, Frank, you're very good. The best of luck tomorrow. Have a great day. And we'll be thinking of you as well. This is something for the weekend. It's Classic Hits.